It's Dr. Halbier dictating a MVA note on Karen Thibodeau, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, last name T-H-I-B-O-D-E-A-U-X, birth date 8-1962, dictation 7-5-24. And a low back injury. Patient presents with history of being involved in a motor vehicle accident last month on the 14th. Space she was parked at a red light, was hit from behind. Questionable speed, moved forward, and then was hit again. The same car. Because of back pain, patient was taken by ambulance to HCIA Meyer Emergency Room here in Cleveland, where x-rays were taken of her neck, right shoulder, and then released post injection for pain. Went home and slept for 2 days, and then was seen by her spine surgeon that she has in the Woodlands. Do repeated x-rays of her neck, back, and right shoulder. Advised to continue moist and dry heat, regular medications. They follow up with her in September. Will be a symptoms within normal limits. Past history has neck. Has had neck surgery with open with internal fixation. In 2011, with bone spur, with weakness of right arm, and paresthesias right hand. Still present post-surgery. Also had a back fusion 2 months later in April of 2011. With weakness to lower extremities, right greater than left, with some clearing, continues with, still has to walk with cane and uses a walker at home. Routine follow up by spinal surgeon was told that she has had osteopenia, but now osteoporosis per x-ray, osteopenia per bone scan done in the past, but with visible osteoporosis now per spinal surgeon. Physical examination has stiffness and rigidity to right posterior lateral neck, extending down suprascapular and supraclavicular area, extending to the shoulder, with diffuse tenderness to the right shoulder, with limited range of motion. Also noted tenderness to paralumbar, parathoracic area, right greater than left, with painful straight leg raising. It has been I'm sorry, I'm going to delete dictation if you don't mind to start over.